Now, let us understand one more component, which is called as a collaborative CRM, right? So we've known analytical CRM, we've known operational CRM. Now, what is this collaborative CRM all about? So providing efficient communication between customers across the different modes of communication. So we said that, when a customer wants to interact with the company, it can either the customer can either make a phone call, raise a trouble ticket, or probably have a chat, or use WhatsApp for that matter, or deploy any other methods. So to provide a seamless experience for the customer across the channels, so that is the role of a collaborative CRM. Now, providing online services to reduce the service cost is a key feature for a collaborative CRM, right? So, collaborative CRM works in tandem with operational CRM. So, operational is more transactional in nature. Basically, it will record the status of the different transactions that a customer undergoes. Collaborative CRM majorly provides a platform, a platform where all the different channels come together. So if it's a web channel, a chat, or a phone call, or a WhatsApp, or any other method for that matter, right? So the collaborative CRM will bring everything onto a common platform. So providing access to the customer while interacting with the customer is the primary role. Right, and collaborative CRM seems to be the new paradigm shift leading to the success of efficient customer response and category management concept in the industry now. So let us look at which are the core functions when we talk about a CRM. So we've spoken about CRM, their types, the needs, the benefits. Right, so the CRM software, basically what are the different components that should be included? So there are four. So first is the workflow automation, right? So how and why the each and every transaction has to proceed. Second is the tracking of the customer interaction, which is absolute important feature. Third is the customer data management, which is absolutely important. And fourth is the management reporting, right? So management reporting from that perspective that how the reports can be generated and how process improvements can be made. So these are the four key or four core functions of a CRM software. Now the CRM software components encompasses basically three customer facing functional areas which help to target, acquire, and support the customers, right? So these are the marketing automation, that is the different campaigns and targeting the customers can be automated. Second is the Salesforce automation, and third is the customer service, right? Now all the three can be automated using the CRM software components. So let us look at the few of the CRM products that are there in the market, and let us understand how they stack up against each other and where are their benefits. So the CRM systems vary widely in terms of their capabilities, pricing, and underlying technology, from the basic contract management to sophisticated enterprise suites for sales, services, and marketing. The market also has industry-specific CRMs, right? So, say for example, a real estate or a pharma, right? They will have the best of the breed CRM, but then that is specifically targeted towards those. So, say for example, if there is a healthcare, right? Now, in the medical profession, CRM also has started. So, earlier it used to be limited only to say the banks or the telecom, or the hospitality sector as such. But now what has happened is even the medical industry, even the doctors have started using CRM as a tool for their customers. Now understand this, that it is not just important for a doctor to get that patient again. So it's not just selling a service as such, but then the CRM that the doctors or the medical practitioners use, they actually maintain the entire customer history as well. So say when a customer first visits, if he has certain say illness, then that can be recorded. The medical records can be captured, things like blood pressure and everything can be mentioned in those. And if there is a red flag, the doctor might, you know, want to raise it. So say for example, say a follow-up visit after 15 days. Now this system can be intelligent enough to be linked with a SMS gateway and an email server, so that say at the end of 14th day or at the end of 13th day, a SMS has to go to the patient and an email notification has to go to the patient saying that hope you are doing well and in 2 days you are supposed to visit us back. So call us if you want to book an appointment or something of that sort, right? So then it gives a very immersive experience for the customer, and even the customer will feel that you know, he's really cared about. So such kind of CRMs which are absolutely targeted towards the medical industry are also now very prevalent in the market. So below are some of the key aspects to examine while assessing the CRM software. One is a contact management, the sales and the marketing features that the CRM provides, employee tracking and support. It might or might not be useful to all the industries as such. The most importantly, ease of use, right? Now, it's absolutely important. So if it's the CRM is really complicated to navigate, the different fields difficult to enter, then it's not very user friendly, correct? And then use of the social media networks, help and support, right? So all these things are really important when CRM software has to be bought. Okay, so continuing with CRM products, most CRM products at the very least offer the following application categories in their product bundling. So one is the support for marketing automation. Marketing automation can be so related to the campaigns and the targeted market drives that we discussed. So leading the management, email and event marketing, creating landing pages, web analytics and campaign management is a part of the marketing automation. Salesforce automation could include things like sales forecasting, pipeline analysis, forecasting, territory management, workflow automation. Then there is customer service and support, which is absolutely important. So things like raising a trouble ticket, knowledge management, self-service portals, live chats, you know, support through bots, which are very famous now. So bots, hope you guys now understand. So there are chatbots which can be used for solving the general customer queries. So say for example, things like you know, mundane activities. For a banking terminology, person might not know from where do you you know, see my latest five months transaction summary or top five transactions and stuff like that. So you can actually make use of a chatbot to automate these things, and you need not contact a dedicated agent as such, right? So it's a part of customer service and support. Then there is a field service management, which includes order invoicing, inventory management, delivery invoicing and stuff like that. And then there is call center automation, which talks about call routing. It could be say skill based routing can be deployed. So say for example, if there are two or three resources which excel into a particular utility. So say for example, you've bought a TV and there is one particular technical functionality which is a little different. So say for example, connecting Wi-Fi onto the network, I mean something of that sort, right? And then you require a very deep technical assistance. Yes, a real life example is that of Tata Sky. Now I can just think about that, right? So the moment you call the Tata Sky helpline number, then they will say, okay, for account related queries, probably you have to dial, say, number one. For technical queries, dial two. So when a technical query is dialed, so it takes care of the call routing and the skill based routing, so that the actual technical team gets involved and not the general call handling team, right? So that's again a part of the call center automation that can be made use of. Other things that include could be call list management, auto dialing, scripting, computer telephony integration, and so on. The other things that are important are help desk automation. So say for example something like a trouble ticket, right? So whenever a customer raises a trouble ticket or raises an email complaint, probably a response to that email should go to the customer saying that thank you for contacting us, and this is your ticket number, and we should be able to, you know, respond within the next 4 hours, 8 hours, whatever is the SLA that is there. So it's basically a part of the help desk automation. Then there is channel management. So channel management could be things like contact management, partner portals, how the partners can interact with the organization, the relationship management, and so on. Right. So these are the application categories which are required in a CRM. So if we have to look at next, let us look at the CRM product criteria. So for large companies, for multinational companies, CRM application suits which should include, say, marketing, Salesforce automation, customer service, field service, partner channel management, e-commerce, customer analytics, data management. So I think all these modules are required when we talk about large organizations because of the nature of their business, the revenue that they have, right? So that is really important. Complex requirements, ability to scale on a global basis, manage end-to-end business processes, integrate with the complex legacy environment, and manage large amounts of customer related data. So these are all the things that are needed from a enterprise level CRM, or basically a need of a large enterprise. Then solution should have multiple industry segments that could be targeted, and the product should have been sustainable. The product should have been sustainable implementation and been in the industry and should have some good experiences, right? So good references, basically what it means is that suppose if there is a large organization which wants to roll out a CRM program, then it will obviously look at certain industry references which are there in the same industry and which is a tried and tested product in the same industry. Some of the product criteria for SMB customers. Now, by now we all understand, right? A SMB customer is one who wants to have a simplified infrastructure, but at the same time a powerful backend system so that the customers can be tapped. It wants things to be delivered on a low-cost platform. If cloud can be used as a platform, then nothing like it, because they would not want to invest anything on premise. Plus SMBs are the customers which have low IT resources on their payrolls, so low skilled people needed, right? So all in all, basically a simplified product, simple to use, easy to understand, easy to implement, probably cloud-based, not a lot of on-premise requirements. So these are the typical needs of a SMB customer. So for mid-size enterprise, there are a lot of ISVs or the independent software vendors who have products that can be easily implemented and are cost-effective, but they have some limited breadth, right? So these solutions are good for the SMBs, but then not good for the large enterprises, because large enterprises would need things that are more detailed, how the campaigns can be integrated, Salesforce can be automated, and stuff like that. But probably that might not be a design consideration for a SMB customer as such. So the vendors targeting this group offer a variety of deployment options. This include the on-premise, that is the on-premise, the host based, and the SaaS based. Now let me just spend 2 minutes to understand what are the different deployment options that we are talking about. Typically, let us understand. So, whenever a CRM, so CRM is nothing but an application, correct? Now, an application can be deployed onto a server, and a server can reside on premise. So, that is the on premise thing that we are talking about. The other option is that it could be on a cloud based model. So, this particular offering can be offered as a complete package by itself. So, say is if there is a ISV, then the ISV would invest in a cloud platform, say for example something like AWS or Azure or a GCP, and it will host that particular application on the cloud and offer this complete package as a software as a service to the end customer, right? Are you able to relate to any of the examples that are there in the market? Yeah, that's right. So one is Salesforce.com. So although Salesforce.com is a classic case for a SaaS offering, but it is meant for the large enterprises. But there are similar such CRMs available for the mid-market as well, right? And we'll go through those. So some vendors in this category have upgraded their solution to be more suitable to the enterprise class buyers, thereby gaining acceptance in the market as well. And I'll give you names for these vendors in a short while. The CRM solution for the small enterprises primarily target enterprises with up to 250 employees. Now, that doesn't hold true as such, because the boundary of a small enterprise or a mid-market enterprise is changing very rapidly, and so are the ISV offerings, correct? So for the SMBs, what do they really want? One is the ease of use, which is absolutely important. It's close to 55%. A scheduled management and the ability to get a clear snapshot. So as I said, some of the popular CRMs for the SMBs include HubSpot. So I know for sure Sugar CRM, because I've worked on that. Sugar CRM is really, really powerful. Then there is Zoho, which again offers SaaS or a software as a service package. So these are really powerful. And then there are certain big names in the industry, such as the Microsoft Dynamics and the SAP and the Oracle. So these are some giants which provide the CRM solutions. Okay, there are a host of CRM products for the enterprise, as we discussed, and Sugar CRM, Zoho Labs, Pivotal CRM. So these are some of the good ones. I'm not saying that the others are bad, but then I've personally worked on these two, so I know for sure. So as SMBs evaluate their options, they need to determine which solution best meets their organization's marketing, sales, and business needs. Also from the present and the future growth perspective. So below are a few of the features and criteria that SMB would look in when they're deciding a CRM technology for their needs. One is a centralized solution. Second is offer full customer support during the entire life cycle. So we saw the building blocks, right? So during the ordering, the sales, the support, the marketing. So during all the four legs, it has the CRM has to have a proper touch points for the customer. Least disruptive to the existing ways of work. So they would already have some kind of in-house systems in place. So how the CRM can easily integrate with the existing databases. So that's a critical point. Customizable and extensible. A little bit of customization we all understand is required, but then if it's needed right from step one, then that will not be a right strategy. Installation options, we spoke about on cloud, that is a SaaS offering versus a on-premise offering. Then analytics and reporting, we agreed that it's absolutely critical to drive the intelligent reports and the analytics from the customer data. The mobility to sales. So the moment a CRM provides data to sales, it has to be really useful, right? So sales has to have benefits from the CRM system. And the social CRM, that is the social aspects, the web 2.0 has to be integrated. So let us look at a few analytic products. So one is SAS, which is really popular in the market, and second is the Teradata. So Teradata and SAS both are really powerful analytics tools. CRM specialty tools, so they have something called as QuickBooks, Fabio, IssueTrack, right? So these are some of the customer service solutions, which the other lines are the Infor. Infor again is the ERP, but then extension to that is the Infor Epiphany Marketing. Then there is IBM Unica Suite. There is Neolane Campaign. Again, there is SAS Customer Intelligence Platform. To continue, there are industry specific CRMs, right? So we spoke about Amdocs. Now, let me just take 2 minutes to explain what Amdocs does. So Amdocs is used for the telecom industry. So the moment you call up, right, as a customer, the telecom user or the contact center agent, through the mobile number, he can actually get details about your bill cycles, your credit worthiness, your data usage, your behavior in terms of international roaming, domestic usage, number of calls, everything, right? And if there are any service related issues that you have raised, that also will be flagged off, or if they have stopped certain services, that will also come. Apart from that, there are a whole host of value added services. So I'm sure you would be aware, right? So things such as certain other value added programs such as caller tunes, so you can subscribe to those. So all these is available in a single view when you call up the customer helpline. So this is the power of Amdocs. On top of that, this can be integrated with any other BI tool to get more details into how a customer has to be targeted. So we spoke about how a customer who is a high ARPU customer can be targeted for international roaming. So Amdocs offers such functionalities for a BI tool to reap benefits out of the customer data. And then there are other tools. So say for example, for life sciences, there is Update, there is Viva, right? So industry specific solutions are also very prevalent in the system. So let us look at some tier 1 products. So tier 1 products, we spoke about SAP, we spoke about Oracle. Now Oracle Siebel CRM is again very popular, right? Spoke about Salesforce.com. Now Salesforce.com is the most popular sales CRM that is there in the market. Now any of the top companies, any of the MNC companies which are sales focused, right? So any of the top IT companies, you name it, so Cisco, HP, IBM, Lenovo, everyone would have some kind of a Salesforce deployment in their premise. Now this helps the business leaders to track the sales funnels, the pipelines, the commits that each of the sales reps makes, what are the targets, what are the upsides, how they are faring against the target versus the performance, right? How can opportunity be qualified under the Salesforce umbrella, how the accounts are classified, what is the name of that account. So everything can be captured under Salesforce. So the Salesforce is an industry-wide tool for Salesforce, as the name calls it. So what are the ERP implementations, best practices and the pitfalls? So the best practices, first is you need to have a senior leadership team sponsorship, right? So CRM as a tool is very popular, it's very powerful, but then you need to have an executive sponsorship from the senior leadership team to make it a real success. Then derive a complete program charter, what things to target, how it has to be deployed, what should be the criteria in phase 1, phase 2, if you want to roll it out in different phases. So roll out a few functionalities in phase 1, add it up, add some more in phase 2, right? And so that becomes a more methodical way of deployment. Then have a very clear product management plan around it, a good communication plan for your internal stakeholders to reap benefits out of it. Right, so if there are teams like say the sales teams who are looking for certain insights for their customers, then have a communication plan that, you know, a CRM of this sort is getting implemented in the organization, and it could help them to cater to their customers better. Change management plan is something that should be taken care of. So any kind of change or a change request based on the functionality or the market needs, if it needs to be incorporated, then how it has to be done. And then the business process re-engineering. So it also has to be included as a part of the best practices. Then there are other things involved, such as the employee training, which is important because people need to know how the CRM has to be used, right? So it shouldn't be the case that, you know, you call up a telecom operator and he's saying that, no, sir, hold on, I don't understand where the details can be fetched, right? So it shouldn't be a case like that. Integration of the different touch points, we spoke about that the customer needs to have a single touch point, be it through the email or say the web or the WhatsApp or any other channel. That particular details have to be captured in a CRM. Deployment, we spoke about on-premise or the cloud-based, that is the SaaS. Set incremental goals, create incentives, mark their achievements, give a pat on the back for the people who are involved in the deployment. Post-implementation project management, so how the in-life support of the CRM will be taken care of, if there are duplicate entries or, you know, any kind of on-ground hiccups, then how it has to be solved. Analytical CRM. So analytics, we discussed some time back, really powerful, how it has to be leveraged, how it has to be integrated with the different BI tools, that has to be taken care. Integration with the social aspects, that is the web 2.0, the Facebook, the Twitter, if that Twitter feeds can be captured in the CRM, right? So probably things like these are the future of CRM, right? So these have to be taken care. Some of the mistakes and the pitfalls when implementing a CRM: failure to get the buy-in of the executive guys, we spoke about that. Not knowing the complete CRM software, so evaluation of the CRM software is must before implementing it. Information silos. We spoke about a single platform for all the channels to get integrated. Now, if it's just a single channel, right? So say if a customer is calling the customer care and it's only when the details are being fetched, email doesn't work, or the other web channels doesn't work, then it's not really powerful. It doesn't create that impact. On the contrary, it just creates more confusion, correct? So the customer would then call up saying that, okay, I wrote an email, I have the ticket number, but then the details of this particular ticket number versus the ticket number that I raised on the phone, they don't match. And how is it so? Because both ticket numbers are assigned to the same customer, right? And it's just really absurd. Then there could be things like, you know, measuring customer satisfaction. Key users are not trained properly, we spoke about this. And failure to properly evaluate the project ROI. So I think CRM as a tool is really popular. It's gaining real popularity in the market, right from the large enterprises to the small companies. Everyone uses it and will be using it. So some of the key trends in the CRM industry is, now we are going from an on-premise CRM based model to something like a web-based or a cloud-based CRM. So applications such as Salesforce.com is exactly a cloud-based offering, and these are gaining popularity. So there are ISV players who offer a solution like this. And then there is predictive analysis and the big data. So the analytics around how the data, how to get intelligence out of the data from the customer is really important, and how do you monetize those data is really important, right? So we understood what CRM is, how CRM helps to get closer to the customers, what are the different strategies through which CRM can benefit the organization. We also looked at some of the software criteria which are important when we decide to roll out a CRM. We saw a few of the products, that is a SAP, Oracle, we spoke about Salesforce.com, and then there are certain industry specific CRMs such as Amdocs, which is meant for the telecom industry, right? So I believe you've had a fair bit of understanding on how important is CRM to an organization and what value it can derive to the business leaders. So I hope this has been informative to you, and I'd like to thank you for viewing.